Before we get into all of the news from this week on News AF, I want to take a moment to thank our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the miles you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 7th, 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The News AF team is here again to talk about everything that's going on. And let me welcome in, of course, a man who keeps close tabs on everything that's happening every single week, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Fantastic, Rob. We rescued a prairie dog baby this week.
Yeah.
And it's just in our living room. We just syringe feed it some milk every now and again, and it's loving life.
That's not true, is it?
I don't know. You don't think it's loving life?
Danny Bryson.
Sounds gross. There.
It's true. We found it was wandering in our street with its eyes closed. It was so newborn.
Can I just say that, that I'm very confused right now, because usually that Tyson is to the left of my picture here in the video version. Danny's on the right. And really, I'm very confused because you guys are like twinning today. And it's very that if I don't pay close attention, that I think that Danny is Tyson and Tyson is Danny.
Yeah, you look like you're trying to look at someone in the face who has a wonky eye.
I do?
And you're like, where do I look at?
Yeah. It's almost like this is, double trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just double mint gum commercial coming up.
So, Tyson, you do or do not have a prairie dog in your house?
100% we do.
We do.
And you're not just talking about prairie dogging.
Not just talking
itself.
About prairie dogging. No.
What is prairie dogging, Danny?
It's when you have to go to the bathroom so bad. Yeah, you have to go to the bathroom so bad that it's already coming out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like a prairie dog.
Peeking out of its hole.
Yeah.
Danny, is this better or worse than the family that found the possum living in the daughter's bedroom?
This is better because we have the prairie dog contained.
Yeah.
And they're very social creatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they love, we're going to try and turn it into a rescue. It would have died because its eyes weren't even open out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like pretty hot that day. So I made the executive decision to snag it and nurse it to well maturity.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're a real American hero.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
Danny, where are you today?
Mars.
Well, you would think that I'm on the moon or further away than that, but I'm actually in Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's as far away as the moon, dude. I've been there before. That place is spooky. Woo!
All right. Very different.
You guys ready to talk about some news this week?
Yeah.
Okay. So many of these stories are breaking every single day, and we are here to catch them all. Yes, Tyson.
Danny, where he's at, I've been to actually where he is right now, and we did a river kayak there one time. I kid you not, 100%, it was a scene out of Deliverance. It was like if you were rowing down that, like the feel, all of it, just eerie, the fog. It really was straight out of Deliverance.
Mm. Danny, is that 100%. Accurate?
Yeah, with none of the assault, none of the assault.
Oh, you didn't get assaulted?
Place on this river. But yes, no, there was definitely that vibe. Like at any moment, some hillbilly could come down and take you.
Make us squeal like pigs.
Mm. Danny, are you okay?
Yes.
Blink twice if you're not okay.
Yeah, do we need to send help?
I am not under any duress. I am okay so far.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, let's start with the story that is taking place in your current neck of the woods in Northern California, as we have uncovered by way of the sfgate.com a huge story. And get this, that there was a sorcerer who was making promises to help people find love. But get this, it turned out to be a big scam, Danny.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
That's I mean, using sorcery to find love. no, I mean, I find it hard to believe that it turned out not to be true.
Yeah.
Danny, have you had any run-ins with sorcerers in Northern California?
For sure he has.
No, but I have been cursed once at the door of a Catholic church by a man who cursed me and a friend.
How did that happen?
So I have been cursed. I don't know if that's sorcery. He asked for some money and we said no. And then he said a bunch of stuff in Spanish, which I was later told was a curse on us.
Mm-hmm. And what was that curse? That you would have and a neighbor who mows their lawn at ungodly hours for the rest of your life?
Yes, he foresaw the neighbor and yeah, he cursed me. But it definitely wasn't a curse against love because I did eventually find some.
Have an addiction to hot soup.
Thank goodness.
From supermarkets that you'll never be able to quench.
Lots of potential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can find a lot of correlations if we dig through my past and go back to that curse. But yeah, nothing so far.
I've been cursed before, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it all started innocently enough when the sorcerer had a ritual that involved candles and vegetables and photographs. Then the sorcerer told his victims to send photos and videos of themselves reciting graphic statements and performing sex acts to a business specializing in witchcraft to finish the spell aimed at finding a soulmate. And then it turned out that then he was going to blackmail them.
Oh, still pretty cool. Who are these people?
Yep. Yeah, he's basically after they made the videos. I mean, you would think what could go wrong? And
these are the people that are like, religion's not for me. And then this is what they're doing.
Well, we've seen studies that prove that millennials and others in that age group prefer witchcraft, sorcery, tarot cards, and astrology over, you know, traditional religion. So
I thought you meant,
there is a market for these people.
Yeah. I would, too, because they're definitely more hilarious than religions.
And I thought you were going to reference that younger people aren't dating either.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a twofer.
It seemed like everything was going to go fine here, and then unfortunately
at what point did it seem like it was going to go fine, Rob?
With the point where he was making all this money.
For the sorcerer.
Yes.
Oh, for him, it was going fine.
Very well for him.
Yes. This scheme began to unravel in October of 2017 when an undercover agent, they called the phone number on the company's website. And then they tried to purchase the recordings of one of the victims from the extortion.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's where it all unraveled. And it looks like that he is going to be going to jail.
For a long time.
Yes. Is there a sorcery spell to get you out of jail, Tyson?
I'm not familiar enough with the Harry Potter films to know.
Yes. Now, how do you...
Exodus Patronus? I don't know.
How does the sorcerer drum up business, Danny?
That is good. Well, he's got to cast a spell,
attract people to my business spell. Speakeasies.
Mm-hmm. Like, is it a Facebook ad? Like, how do you first hear about the sorcerer who can help you with your love life?
Word of mouth.
Oh, Facebook for sure is the place to go if you want to find sorcery ads and post sorcery ads. Right there on that sidebar next to about how local moms discovered how to get out of parking and traffic tickets.
Hmm.
Sorcerer may help you find love.
Yeah.
And then you click on that when you're exactly. sad and lonely on, you know, when you're just feeling down in the dumps and all alone. And
yeah, no, it turns out Facebook, Instagram, and Mercado Libre. That's an Argentinian-based online marketplace similar to Craigslist.
And that's... So what, you could do the sorcery via technology? You didn't have to meet a sorcerer in person?
Well... I think that the sorcerer would tell you to then make these illicit videos and then send them somewhere. And then that was going to help you like send the video in. And then that was when you would get extorted.
Yeah. So people from Argentina were also contacting this sorcerer.
Yeah, I think people all over the place. The victims were from the United States, Paraguay, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, the DR.
Wow.
Guatemala.
Okay. Well, I guess it makes more sense because I think those are cultures that maybe have witchcraft more ingrained into their belief system.
Easy, yeah. Tyson. Okay.
No, that's not.
The
I went
modern
visited
world
a,
is moving towards witchcraft.
What?
Yeah, remember witches?
The modern Instagram? World is moving towards witchcraft.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. I went to a witch doctor once to fix my hand.
Yeah, how did it go?
It was a super old lady who I couldn't understand anything she said, and then she just yanked on my hand super hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then surprisingly, it felt better. Nope, wrong. I took a friend to get his hand fixed. This is a long time ago. This was on my Mormon mission in the Philippines.
Yes.
And I thought, why wouldn't we go to a witch doctor? So we did, and he jammed his thumb playing basketball, and she just, like, grabbed his thumb and yanked it as hard as she could, and he screamed, and we walked away, and he's like, it does feel better, and then the next day, he was like, it hurts so much worse from her yanking on it, so it's a temporary fix. These sorcerers are temporary fixes, people.
Yeah, let's just, the listeners of News AF know that if you are soliciting any sort of, you know, witchcraft, and the wizard or witch or sorcerer tells you to take nude photos or make any sort of illicit videos, do not comply. We're watching
Correct.
Out for you.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the new scheme.
Yeah.
It's like
over.
When people are like,
that's over.
When scammers call, don't ever say yes on the line anymore, because then they just use that as consent.
That's right. That's right. All right. Tyson, we've lost Danny momentarily.
Oh, far too soon.
Far too soon. Okay. But we'll work on getting him back. All right. Let's talk about our next story going on at this hour, Tyson. And this goes from another set of people trying to find love online. And this has to do with a website, beautifulpeople.com, is coming under fire for posting about all of the ugly applicants that they have blocked from joining their site.
I always thought that this was a questionable service at best.
Yes. Why have you been on beautifulpeople.com?
I don't even want to try to see if I'm beautiful enough to get on there.
They're bragging that they've rejected 8.5 million hopefuls for not being attractive enough.
No, they didn't. 8.5 million people didn't try to get on beautifulpeople.com.
Yeah, maybe one bot.
I said it was a brag. I didn't say it was the truth.
Yeah, since 2002. Allegedly, there's 750,000 people that are on beautifulpeople.com.
No way.
I can't believe this thing has lasted this long. I just feel like it's just... excluding in so many ways that it can't not come under fire.
Well, this is only doing out in the open what every other social media site kind of does, in a less obvious way.
Yeah.
Isn't everybody just putting their stuff out there so that they can receive some kind of confirmation that they're beautiful or useful?
All right. Let me tell you that I don't need to be a sorcerer to tell you what the scam is here. Beautifulpeople.com is not rejecting anybody, Danny. Every person,
Ashley Madison 2.0.
Yeah, every single person that goes on to beautifulpeople.com gets accepted. And then the scam is like, haha, I guess I'm beautiful. They accepted me at beautifulpeople.com. And then it's like, well, they reject 85% of the people that sign up. And now I'm only going to be, now I'm in the exclusive club of beautifulpeople.com. I'm only going to use this site for my dating. Now
sounds like a scam for good.
Yes.
It's boosting people's self-esteem.
Yes.
It's getting them out there on the internet. I think okay. This is really one of those scams, like two wrongs do make a right here.
Yeah. I'll go undercover on beautifulpeople.com and I'll try to join and see if I get rejected, and then we'll know the truth.
Okay.
I'll report back.
Well,
let's get pictures of us at various
kind of
stages in our lives and see what which one of ourselves is the most beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 2009 Tyson Apostle.
Yeah.
It's pretty smoking.
Do they
hot.
Tell you why they've rejected you if they do reject people, or do you get downvoted?
Like, they'd just be like, hey, Tyson, thanks for applying. Your face is too pointy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you look like you're 40.
Tyson,
I'm like, well, I am 40.
Like, hot or not? Did you ever?
Oh, I remember that. No, I never. I would not have participated.
I remember
in
that.
But I am cool. Well aware of hot or not.
Yeah,
but for the record, I would never participate in such a.
Danny, can
I
you
ranked
explain
9.9
what
on
hot
that.
Or not was for any of our millennial or Gen Z listeners?
As far as I remember is that a user would put a picture, or a friend would put a picture against someone's will, up on that multiple pictures up on that website.
Right.
And then complete strangers would rate you. But I did find that the site was actually pretty generous compared to my own very narrow view of beauty.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that didn't look like Danny Bryson was definitely ranked down.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I would not have put myself ever on that website. I don't want to know. I want to live in ignorance.
Okay.
We did an experiment with me on there too. So basically, yeah, you put pictures up and then at random you get on Hot or Not, and at random it shows you pictures of people. You can choose male or female or both, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go through and say yes or no. Yes or no. So it was like swiping right or left.
It was an early version of Tinder.
But then there was no communication
without the dating
after.
Aspect.
It was just
yeah.
Like,
then all you could do is get on and see what your score was.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah,
we experimented a little bit. A shirtless Tyson back then definitely did better than a shirted Tyson.
Yeah.
Well, now you see there's all sorts of websites that tell you exactly the best picture to post on all of your social media profiles if you want people to swipe the right way. But I felt like a Hot or Not was mostly used by people who are like, don't put a picture of me up there. Oh, my gosh, please don't. And secretly they were hoping somebody would.
Yeah. Could you
That's
go back and
like
then check every day
for.
On Hot or Not?
Yeah.
See?
Yes. Yes, you could.
Does Hot or Not
yeah.
still exist?
I think maybe.
Okay.
I don't even want to type it into my search bar because who
yeah,
knows
I'm waiting for Rob to type it in.
I'm looking it up. Meet people yeah. on Hot.
Let Rob do the dirty work.
Friends, chat, and flirt. So it looks like to turn it into a dating website.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So beautifulpeople.com. We're not in
for all your hot or not needs.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's talk about a case of espionage as things went not according to plan for a woman who went by the name of Agent Penis.
No, she was looking for Agent.
That was her name.
She?
She was looking for Agent. Yeah, she was looking for the agent.
Okay, all right.
She's looking for Agent Penis. But that's the thing is, I think this is genius. Because if she goes in, she's like...
Well, set this up.
Hey, I'm looking...
You need a little more backstory.
Okay, so a woman showed up to the CIA headquarters. And she said, hey, I'm looking for an Agent Penis. I don't know why she wanted to get in there. I don't know anything. She just needed to speak to Agent Penis.
Okay.
She was trying to recover her North Carolina identification card.
Okay.
And then they arrested her. But the reason I think that this is genius play by her, because Agent Penis obviously is fake.
Mm-hmm.
So her going in and being like, hey, is Agent Penis here? If they let her in, she's like, oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got in with that. And if she doesn't, she's like, wasn't that funny? That was a joke. Obviously, it was a joke.
Yeah.
But it seems like they were not, this was no laughing matter to them.
No laughing matter. Was Danny, was she just trying to pick up a CIA officer?
Maybe. She could have been on Hot or Not or any of the dating apps and made several mistakes that led to this this story. That's hilarious for everyone but her.
As people were exiting, they were like, don't look at me. I can't be, because, you know, the CIA, they can't tell you where they work or anything.
Out of all the places you could go to and try to play a prank like this, it seems like the CIA would have the least amount of humor. No, I'm saying if it was a prank, this is a terrible place to go and pull a prank.
This was a 58-year-old woman, Jennifer Hernandez, who was looking for her Iowa identification card.
Maybe somebody played a prank on her.
Her Iowa identification card, trying to find her North Carolina ID card. Well, is the CIA a lost and found, Tyson?
Well, that could be. I mean, maybe like a grocery store or something was like, hey, ma'am, you just left your ID here. And she's like, oh, where is it? And they're like, you were here 5 minutes ago.
Go
she's
down
like,
to where? CIA headquarters.
And they're like, the CIA headquarters. I'm Agent Penis. Yeah. And if they don't, then you have to just yell Agent Penis 20 times as loud as you can. Just scream it down the hallways.
They told her to leave. She said, I'm not leaving.
Wow. She was really insistent on getting that ID back.
Yeah.
I mean, is an ID different than a driver's license? I feel like it's for sure different and a lot sadder. Like when you're like, here's my government issued ID. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how old are you? And where's your driver's license? And they're like, those are questions we don't
look.
Want to
if
answer.
You've ever been to the DMV, you would go to the gates of Mordor to get your ID if you thought it might be there. Just because the alternative is to go to the DMV and sit through that line with all those people and sorcerers.
That'd be brutal.
You just don't want to do that.
Yeah. What's unclear is whether or not there actually is an Agent Penis and they did not let he or she talk to Ms. Hernandez.
Yeah.
That could be. He's like, I don't want to talk to her.
It's a perfect agent name.
I actually want to keep this ID.
He had it.
And, I got a fake ID. This is my fake ID so I can get into places.
A real Agent Penis move.
Yeah, okay. Only Agent Penis could come up with something so penis-y. Good.
All right, let's talk about another story involving the law enforcement. And Northern California, again, Danny, Sacramento police are going to just give a warning to the latest pooping jogger that was caught at least interrogated by the police.
That's what they do up here in Northern California. They give people lots
uncouth.
And lots of breaks.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they are like, oh, that's no. I mean, in light of what you could have done as a criminal, this is nothing. So we're going to let you go off with a slap on the wrist.
I don't like it. I don't like people pooping in public around me. That, for me, is not acceptable behavior.
Yeah.
And why would they give them a warning? I mean, unless it was like a case of like explosive, like emergency bowel movements, then okay, they're fine.
Yeah, this was a person that was caught on video and they brought it.
It looks like it's a person videoing them, too. It's not even like a home security video. It's just a person holding a phone being like, I'm
really
filming
does.
You right now.
Do you
I am filming you right now.
Report from the local CBS 13.
Sure. 13 isn't where CBS belongs.
Things,
I think it's two or four.
Make the news.
Yeah, freaks me out, period. People, that's gross. Bottom line.
It's a neighbor.
A dirty deed happened this weekend in Lodi. Now police are getting involved.
Yeah, so bizarre, right? CBS 13's Marissa Perlman is live in Lodi with neighbors who are shocked and disgusted. Marissa?
So this is, they sent a news reporter out in the field to go and find out more about this.
Of course they would.
Well, guys, this is a quiet residential street in Lodi, and neighbors say they know this jogger well. She's been running up and down this street for years, and they say this is the first time they've heard of her being involved in something like this.
Well, this guy, if he uses the restroom, we gotta be on it like a cheap suit.
Neighbors in Lodi are shocked to hear about the jogger who used her neighbor's lawn as her personal porta potty early Saturday morning.
On somebody's lawn, especially where kids play, that's ridiculous.
Now, I'm not a jogger, Danny. Now, is this a comment? Like, do you go jogging and then things start to happen?
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past, and that is that when you go jogging, you get things moving, you make your guts active. A lot of people have explosive diarrhea when they run.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, should we be on the forefront of this? Should we? Is this sloth terrarium territory where do we need some sort of like jogger porta potty that's like, it's like a backpack that you can then throw down on the ground where... You know, it sort of turns into
like a barf bag from like an airline with like you open up the bag and inside there's a couple wet wipes. And then, yeah, you take that to the nearest garbage can. They actually have that on lots of hiking trails. They have these things.
Yeah, I'm envisioning something.
You go to the bathroom into them.
Sort of like a potty seat with legs that you just, and it has a bag at the bottom.
No, just put like one.
Such
of those,
a thing does exist.
Yeah,
like those horse poop catches that they just like attach to horses' butts at parades. You could just have. Mm.
Yeah, that should be the sentence here. That she should get more than a warning.
Yeah, she should have to get the horse poop catcher, because then that's like a mark. Like that lady pooped in public because now she has to wear that poop catcher thing. But now she's allowed to poop in public all the time.
Yeah,
the judge really missed an opportunity to do some creative sentencing here.
Well, I think
of all the things you could make her wear.
The cops
just gave her. No,
that's a shame.
You know why the cops gave her a warning though? Because they didn't want to handle her after that. They were just like, "We're going to let you off. Don't ever do it again. Get out of here."
Mm-hmm.
I got caught skinny dipping in a hot tub, an apartment complex hot tub that was not mine, long time ago. Very late hours, and the cop rolled up and was like, "Hey, you guys live here?" And we're like, "No." And they're like, "Well, you can't be here because that's trespassing, and also the hot tub's closed anyways. Even if you did live here, you shouldn't be in it. You couldn't be in it right now." And we're like, "Okay." And he's like, "So you got to get out." And I was like, "Okay, we're not wearing swimsuits." And he was like, "Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to go sit in my car, and you guys get your swimsuits on and hop the fence and leave. And then I will leave after you leave."
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
It's because of paperwork. They don't want to file all the paperwork necessary to do a formal arrest.
Well, and they don't have the triple cuff, I think it's all about germs here. It's like, I'm going to handcuff this lady that's been pooping in public for who knows how long, for how many locations.
It's not about germs. Have you seen the sewage that cops have to deal with on a daily basis?
Yeah. And that's why they're trying to avoid as much sewage as they can. When they don't have to, they will avoid it. But when they have to, in the line of duty, they will do what's best.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about wedding news. We've talked about a lot of brides recently. I want to hear, Danny, if you think this bride is justified in being upset. Recently, this is the case of a bride who was very upset when at her wedding, her sister-in-law ate her dinner while she stepped away.
Hilarious.
It's hard to hold a really hungry person back. I mean, think about what hunger has motivated people to do some really crazy things, all the way to eating other people. So it's not a surprise that a really hungry person, when presented with food, would eat it rather than wait for you to poop and then come back and then eat it. It's not surprising at all.
No, but she ate her plate of food.
Yeah,
she sat down
she
at the bride's
plate of food.
The bride's plate of food.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like funny. The Three Bears story right there.
Yeah, she's just going plate to plate.
Yeah, this was from a story that was filed to Mumsnet, which I believe is a British website for moms. And
mom is mom.
Yes. So
this is not the first story we have that has been brought to us from the site.
The bride had eaten about two or three bites of her dinner, stuffed lamb, which, you know, your mileage may vary on that.
She
went to the restroom. Sister-in-law came over and ate everything.
Cool.
She's the human vacuum.
Saved her from having to choke down some stuffed lamb, it sounds like.
Mm. Yeah.
Danny, you're a lamb guy.
Oh my gosh, I hate the stuff. So I would gladly come back from the bathroom and praise whoever ate all my food.
Oh, dude, I'd thank him so much, and I would just be like, "Smeat from now on for me."
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say this: this marriage is not getting off to a great start
Because of the sister.
I say it's off to a great start.
I think the secret to marriage is being able to get past
get
little
your
things
wedding.
Like your lamb being eaten
on your wedding day. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
I mean, of all the things that could go wrong, that's really not like the highest up on the list.
Right. And then taking to the message board forums and then having this turn into a story that FoxNews.com is reporting on.
Yeah.
I feel like that this is not off to a great start, because she also is very upset with the husband. She asked her husband, why the hell did he let her sit there and eat my food? And he turned bright red and said he thought that the wife finished it, too. She's fuming.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's so mad. This is going to be a podcast one day where they're like 18 murdered in the, as she just goes on a killing spree.
All right. Don't eat the bride's food. But I guess that was maybe the sister-in-law testing to see whether this was a good fit for her brother.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So let me eat.
You want to test them right after they get married.
That's right. Probably would have been better at the engagement party to pull that move.
Yeah, or even a few
days. She has anger issues.
Yeah, okay. Look at how mad she got.
How about a Florida woman story?
Ooh, Florida woman.
Sounds
fair. Do, Florida woman. Do, Florida woman. Do, Florida woman.
Okay.
I made that song up.
That's a good jingle for Florida woman, especially because it involves a member of the animal kingdom. And a Florida woman,
of course,
was pulled over at a traffic stop, and she pulled something out of her yoga pants. It was a gator.
Obviously.
Okay.
That's it. We could have guessed that some reptile was going to be coming out of that.
Yeah, I would have guessed something more exotic, like endangered something or other from Madagascar only or something. And then she released it into the wild, and now it's a huge problem in Florida. Crazy to put an alligator down your yoga pants, I think. I mean, I'm not familiar with baby gators.
Was she wearing said yoga pants, Tyson?
Oh, when I first read the headline, I thought maybe the yoga pants were just sitting on the passenger seat, and she was like, and why did she also pull it out? Was the cop like, where's your license and registration? She's like, all I got is this gator.
She's like, Agent Penis has it.
Yeah, Agent Penis has my license.
She opened her purse and had 41 small turtles in her purse.
Are you kidding me? What a smuggler, dude. And what was she going to do with those? Eat them or put them in her bathtub or what?
Yeah.
Wow.
41 small
turtles.
Then
she pulled a foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants.
Foot-long's not that long. It probably couldn't even bite her very well.
Yeah, it seems. Well, if it's in your pants, it's long. This is maybe she's going to use it for
it's
sorcery.
In your pants, it's average. Okay, and then what else? What else does she have? Is that all? I mean,
is that not enough for you?
Yeah, that's enough. 41 turtles in her purse. And she's like, where'd my wallet go? Somebody switched me bags.
Where's my gator? I wonder if the yoga pants might have been, maybe she like tied like a knot in the legs and then was using them as like
as a bag.
Some sort of a bag to hold an alligator. Because I don't really understand why you would have a baby alligator inside pants that you were wearing. Yoga pants are pretty tight.
So you think like Aloe and some of those other yoga pants companies should start marketing these as alligator bags as well?
Well, that would be...
You could probably hold two gators.
You definitely don't want to do this with Lululemons because they become very transparent as they stretch. And so if you're trying to conceal one while wearing yoga pants, it's probably better brands.
Yeah. I mean, this is from the article. Cops in Florida found a woman with a baby alligator hidden in her yoga pants and dozens of tiny turtles in her purse. Like, if she wasn't wearing them, I don't know why they would use the word hidden.
Yeah, but I mean, even used as a bag in a thing of yoga pants, they'd still be the gator would still be hidden. What this is bad journalism. Mm-hmm. All we want to know is, was she also wearing the yoga pants or was she not wearing the yoga pants? And that's the only thing they're not telling us.
Okay. Here, let's go to a news report on the story. Maybe they have the answer.
On your Charlotte County News team, the most only in Florida story you'll hear today. A couple was busted for having dozens of reptiles in their car, including a gator that was hidden inside a woman's yoga pants. Can't make this up.
NBC2's Esther Montoya is here in the studio, not wearing yoga pants, uncovering this bizarre traffic stop.
Okay. Totally bizarre. In fact, Charlotte County deputies pulled this couple over along Oil Well Road and US 41. It was pretty usual, that is, until they found 43 turtles and about an alligator a third of the size of this toy inside the passenger's pants. Wild.
I can't even think of it. I can't fathom the idea.
But true.
Unbelievable. People are crazy.
I don't think anybody knows what happened.
Yeah, nobody knows. This could be one of those millennials punking the Gen X, as far as we know, where it's on some forum and they're like, let's see if we can get the Gen X media to report this story. Yeah, that's us. We got duped and so did.
That is us.
And so did everybody else who posted it.
But I think this really happened.
Well, that's what they want you to believe, man. And maybe it did. We'll never know because we don't have access to those millennial onlys. Groups.
Yeah, what are the millennial only groups?
I believe there's a Facebook page that tries to generate fake stories as a joke.
What's that?
No, because the Onion. It's not the Onion. It's like when that story about that lady who got fired on her like anniversary and her husband, something happened to him and all this stuff, and then. It was from Home Depot, and then Home Depot had to come out with a statement, and then all of a sudden that lady didn't exist and neither did the guy, and they were like, what? What just happened?
World is a confusing place.
Man, almost too confusing sometimes.
What are you talking about, Tyson?
What are you talking about?
Tyson's story was a very confusing story. I don't even know.
There was a news story
I'm on delay here. So I don't even know what's going on.
I thought it was just me.
There was a news story last year about some woman who got fired from Home Depot on her birthday.
Yeah.
The same day her husband also lost his job or had some catastrophe happen to him.
Yes.
And then
I don't remember that.
The
part,
world was enraged at Home Depot. And then come to find out it wasn't even a real story. But like everybody covered it. They're like, a woman today was fired from Home Depot on her birthday as her husband was going through this.
That happens a lot when people are outraged about a story that didn't really happen.
Yeah, that's, I mean, most of the outrage comes from fake stories, I think.
But who stands to gain here by this story if it's not true?
Just all the millennials laughing at our stupid faces.
Okay. All right. Let's touch on some fast food news. Wendy's has kowtowed to rapper Chance the Rapper after he tweeted about they needed to bring back spicy chicken nuggets and that he got 2 million likes on his Twitter post that said, Positive affirmations for today. I will have a good day. I will succeed today. Wendy's will bring back spicy nuggets at some point. Please, please, Lord, let it be today.
Dude, I wish I had this much.
Sounds like, yeah, this is a lot of power. This will be the only thing Chance the Rapper will ever do that'll affect me. Because I'll probably buy some of these.
I'm going to have some spicy nuggets, too. Is this too much power, though, for one man?
I just feel like that they really gave in quickly to Chance the Rapper. And who was that kid that they made for, $50 million?
How do we know it wasn't a setup?
18 million retweets or something
What was the name of that kid that just wanted some nugs?
Carter for nugs?
Yeah.
Nugs for Carter.
They made him, really work his ass off. One tweet from Chance the Rapper. It's like, oh, okay, whatever you say, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, because he's famous, dude.
I guess so.
It got 2 million likes without them even having to be like,
yeah,
now you're
going
to have to use all of your life to promote this one tweet that you tweeted to get free nugs. Do you think Carter's free nuggets are up?
Oh, I think so. I think it was only for a year.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. What if Chance the Rapper decides he wants a McRib to be permanent?
I don't know how pork meat works, but I heard that the McRib only comes back when pig meat is at the opposite of a premium, when it's at a steep, steep discount.
Boy. Is that for real?
What? Yes.
Wow. So not until Chance the Rapper starts making some calls.
No, I think they're either going to, I think they'd either have to up the price of the McRib. I don't think it's one of those things where people only eat it because it's kind of funny. And they're like, dude,
yeah,
it's back.
It's ironic.
We got to have it because it's probably going to be gone in 2 weeks.
I remember eating a lot of those in college, and I don't remember eating them ironically.
Do you prefer them to a hamburger?
I think that I probably ate so much McDonald's that it was like, oh, this is different.
Different. There you go. So it's for the McDonald's enthusiasts who are sick of everything they got on the menu. They're the ones that eat the green shake when it comes out.
Shamrock shake.
The Shamrock Shake. They're the ones that have that other thing. That's the only thing I can think of that's seasonal is the Shamrock Shake and the McRib. Yeah. I've only eaten one McRib in my life.
How was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was forgettable for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Danny loves them, though. He actually will buy a bunch of them and freeze them. He'll freeze them so when they go out, he can still have them to eat.
You still have them?
That's what the Big Mac guy did, who had the record. Remember, he'd go at the beginning of the week, he'd buy all his Whoppers or Big Macs, and then he'd put them in his fridge and eat them throughout the week. Good strategy.
Okay. All right. We've got something different coming up next. But before we get to that, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Hey, Danny, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Did you remember? No.
Nope. Thank you for reminding
me. I did.
Okay. Tyson, I know you remember, so let me tell you about a great gift idea for this Mother's Day. Of course, Mother's Day, not just about the moms, but also not just for your mom, your wife, too, the mother of your children. Don't forget about her. And then your grandma, too. Women you know who are mothers of children that aren't yours and you're not related to. That's you have to think about them also for Mother's Day. And you can't go wrong with flowers. And for friends of the show, FromYouFlowers.com has a fantastic deal right now for the Robbins Podcast listeners. If you go to FromYouFlowers.com/Rob, that's from YOUFlowers.com/Rob, you could send one dozen mixed roses for just $19.99. Boom. Or if you really want to make an impression, you could upgrade to two dozen mixed roses and a free vase for just $10 more. That's $29.99 for a big arrangement of 24 roses and free vase delivered in time for the mother of of all holidays. You're not going to do better than that. From youflowers.com/Rob. Guaranteed freshness and on-time delivery from the company awarded highest customer satisfaction with online flower retailers in 2019 by JD Power. Order today. Supplies are limited. Order today. Supplies are limited. They will sell out. Boy, I've been burned so many times on, hey, you said you wanted flowers. I got you flowers at the supermarket. What supermarket? Oh! It's like, but they're flowers. Nope. I only like flowers that are delivered.
Mm-hmm.
From youflowers.com/Rob.
Okay. It's the only way.
It's the only way to do it. All right. In our pre-show meeting, we spent a couple hours, going through everything that we were going to talk about here on the show. Danny, for the first time, said, you know what? I've got nothing in my bolt hole. And so we are turning over. Danny's bolt hole is now Tyson's bolt hole this week. So let's go ahead and check out Tyson's bolt hole.
So anyway, oh man,
we got me. The song.
Yeah. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Okay.
So basically, I did what I always pictured just Danny does every week. Is I just, as you were doing the ad, I was looking through articles on my Facebook page. And got a brand new one.
That's not what I do. I set stories aside throughout the week.
Danny, why couldn't you have
that? I specifically.
What happened?
Yeah,
I've just been traveling a lot.
Okay,
and that's more important than your one job
without internet access. No, and I apologize for not being responsible, but okay, well, I just didn't have a lot of internet access.
This goes along with Danny's Smeet story from the past.
Oh,
and it nice. Is the headline, maggot ice cream touted as eco-friendly alternative to traditional dairy-made treat.
Hmm.
And basically what they're doing is they are using larva to produce ice cream.
Yeah.
And there's lots of protein and fat and minerals in larva.
Yeah, I gotta say, and then I read articles about, oh, maggot sausage is gonna be a thing. First off, who wanted this? Who's into this? And then why do they call it maggot sausage? Like, come up with a new name.
Yeah. Bossage for bug sausage.
It's almost like I think that the meat industry is putting out these articles. How could they make it sound more unappetizing of like, it looks like the future of food is here. It's, you know, maggot this and maggot. Stop.
Yeah. This one they call bug ice cream. The world's first bug ice cream. Fine tasting free tasting. But the thing is like, why call it bug ice cream and just call it lactose intolerant or something like that.
Eco-friendly ice cream.
Yeah. So, Rob, to answer your question, the reason that people are coming out with bug this and larva this and beetle that is because that as the world's population grows, it's going to be harder and harder to feed everyone.
Yeah.
And bugs may be the easiest form of protein.
Yeah. So, you know what? Now it's also going to make sense to me because they're and hear me out and tell me if this is, I'm getting too conspiratorial here.
Would you taste this ice cream?
I would not. I don't, you know what? I'm good. I don't need, I'll skip dessert. Thank you.
I ate a power bar made from cricket flour.
How was that?
I mean, it would have been fine except for I knew it was made from crickets. So the whole time I'm like, yeah, chewing slowly and like, this isn't bad. But if you were just like, try this new power bar I made, I would have been like, okay, tastes as terrible as all of them. What's in it? Crickets.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that this is all, everything that was going on right now, it's all part of one big thing, getting you ready. Why do you think that, big toy industry is trying to push all the kids to start playing with gross stuff like slime? It's like, hey, get accustomed to things that are gross and disgusting. Slime. Because once your kids aren't grossed out by slime, then they'll be all ready for all of the larvae food products that are going to be the staples of human existence in a couple of years.
That could be, actually, because slime has made a real resurgence, hasn't it?
It's
like
huge.
every aisle in the toy store has some slime product, and Bergen's buying this slime stuff. She's buying all these like weird, like squishy, gloppy things. She loves them, and I like that. Then I like buying that more than I like buying Barbie dolls. But
yeah, well, because
you'd rather have Barbie dolls.
I think so. I would rather my kids played with Barbie dolls than slime. I think I'd be okay with that. And I watched, you know, these videos on YouTube and on, you know, these kids TV shows. And then it's always like some like 7-year-old girl is telling my kids about slime and all sorts of terrible things.
You mean 7-year-old millionaire?
No, it's not. It's a commercial. It's like, hey, I'm a little girl and check out my this new slime that you can buy.
Why are you watching commercials?
Yeah, that when you watch a show that's even if you have if you're watching it over a like an Apple TV or a Roku, they that's how they get you. You'd be better off if you DVR'd the TV show and then you could fast forward the commercials. You can't skip the ads when you're watching on
you're watching everything live.
Yeah, Disney Now or Nick Jr. app. Yeah. They're getting you ready for more and more gross stuff.
Okay, well, this is
preparing you for that maggot ice cream.
So you think that this is Big Maggot?
Yep, they're behind.
Man,
I hate it.
Well,
so much.
I don't know what to tell you, but if the world can't produce the other proteins, then this is one option.
Well, that's it. I'm not doing it, Tyson.
You're going to lay down and die or just just drink celery juice, the healthiest thing known to man.
It was a good run. It was a good run. And I'll look into being a breatharian.
Okay.
At that point.
People live a long time doing that, apparently.
I don't like to talk about food on this podcast, but I'll tell you, I am staunchly against any sort of larvae products.
Okay.
No, so thank you.
You're anti-larvae. Is it larvae or larva or larvae?
I don't know, but it's Danny? Too gross.
Oh, I don't know. I'm on delay.
Okay. Oh, nice cop out, bro.
Yeah. All right. sorry. I got worked up.
Sorry. Sorry that I shared that. I thought it was going to be a story that could bring us all together. And it seems like it's just enraged Rob.
Driven away.
This entire day.
If we get to the point that we have maggot ice cream. You know what? Shut down ice cream. Nobody needs ice cream that bad.
But some people might like it still.
People like maggot ice cream?
You don't know. Until you taste it, you don't know what you would do or prefer. Yeah.
Trust me. We can go without it.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Get worked up. Okay. All right. Danny, anything else on your trip? You know, you're going to stay away from the sorcerers. You're going to stay out of Lodi with that pooping jaw.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to play it safe.
Okay.
I'm going to just keep my head down, get my work done, and get home.
Do you think you're going to find any burgers there? Or not burgers, any alligators?
No alligators here. Maybe some seals.
Unless somebody smuggled them. There are seals.
Don't put them in your broga pants.
Yeah.
Broga's not a thing. Broga's not a thing. Logan Paul has come over. Okay.
All right. There you go. Great stuff once again. Danny, hope you have a great rest of your trip.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Tyson, what were you going to do for Rachel for Mother's Day?
Oh, man. probably take Bergen to the store to choose a present out for Rachel. So it looks like Rachel's probably getting a bucket of slime.
Oh, oof.
But it'll be cute and funny that it's chosen by Bergen.
Does Rachel like slime?
I don't think so. I don't think she's adverse to it as you are, yeah. But we definitely have some slime products in our house.
Yeah. I'm number one against slime.
And I made Play-Doh by hand yesterday for Bergen.
Why? To save money?
No, not to save money, because we ran out of all our other Play-Doh and Rachel and Bergen wanted to try making it. But then I actually ended up making it while Rachel was out. Mm-hmm. And then it's like a whole process. And by the time you're done with it, Bergen's like, I don't want to play with Play-Doh anymore. Oh, you're like, yeah, I just spent 45 minutes making that.
That's like when your kid comes home drunk from high school. And it's like, all right, you like to drink? All right, here. Let's power hour. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I think she still likes Play-Doh, but she was...
I never want Play-Doh again.
Or like, here, smoke 100 cigarettes in a row.
Yeah, you like to smoke? Next time my kids want Play-Doh, they're going to have to make it themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's quite the mess.
I don't like messes. Danny,
it's a lot of flour, break the cream Guinness of tartar.
Yeah, get out of here.
Jello mix.
I'd rather break the Guinness Book of World Records walking on Legos.
I'd like to see that. Yeah. I'd rather watch you do that.
Also, it's cream of tartar, not cream of tartar.
Okay. Is that a separate trip to the store, Tyson?
No. Well, probably for the Jell-O, because our kids aren't like big Jell-O fans. But Rachel, I think, had this pre-planned.
Okay. All right. Great stuff.
Premeditated.
Follow at Tyson Apostle on social media. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.